February 26th, the Daily Stoic. To each his own. Another has done me wrong? Let him see to it. He has his own tendencies and his own affairs. What I have now is what the common nature has willed, and what I endeavor to accomplish now is what my nature wills. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 5.25. Abraham Lincoln occasionally got fuming mad with a subordinate, one of his generals, even a friend. Rather than taking it out on that person directly, he'd write a long letter, outlining his case why they should fold it up, put the letter in the desk drawer and never send it. Many of these letters survive only by chance. He knew, as the former emperor of Rome knew, that it's easy to fight back. It's tempting to give them a piece of your mind. But you almost always end up with regret. You almost always wish that you hadn't sent the letter. Think of the last time you flew off the handle. What was the outcome? Was there any benefit? A year with C.S. Lewis. A real right and wrong. Whenever you find a man who says he does not believe in a real right and wrong, you will find the same man going back on this moment later. He may break his promise to you, but if you try breaking one to him, he will be complaining, "It's not fair," before you can say Jack Robinson. A nation may say treaties don't matter, but then, next minute, they spoil their case by saying that the particular treaty they want to break was an unfair one. But if treaties do not matter, and if there is no such thing as right and wrong, in other words, if there is no law of nature, what is the difference between a fair treaty and an unfair one? Have they not let the cat out of the bag and shown that whatever they say, they really know the law of nature, just like everyone else? It seems, then, we are forced to believe in a real right and wrong. People may be sometimes mistaken about them, just as people sometimes get their sums wrong, but they are not a matter, it's not a matter of mere taste and opinion, any more than the multiplication table from mere Christianity. Jesus calling. He is leading you step by step through your life. Hold his hand in trusting dependence, letting him guide you through this day. Your future looks uncertain and feels flimsy, even precarious. That is how it should be. Secret things belong to the Lord, and future things are secret things. When you try to figure out the future, you are grasping at things that are his. This, like all forms of worry, is an act of rebellion, doubting his promises to care for you. Whenever you find yourself worrying about the future, repent and return to him. He will show you the next step forward and the one after that, and the one after that. Relax and enjoy the journey in his presence, trusting him to open up the way before you as you go. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. Deuteronomy 29:29. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will counsel you and watch over you. Psalm 32:8.